At 8 on Voices from the Edge, host Joanne Hardesty speaks with Rhys Jones, an expert on international border walls and the refugee crisis, about his book Violent Borders, Refugees and the Right to Move. At 9 on Press Watch, host Teresa Mitchell speaks with environmental activist Bill McKibben about the state of the climate movement and his event this weekend in Portland. At 9:30 on Fight the Empire, Per Fagering interviews activist Ralph Nader about his book Breaking Through Power and his events this weekend in Portland. At 10, it's Air Cascadia. At 10:15, hear Flashpoints. And at 11 on Between the Covers, we speak with Oregon author Gina Oshner about her new novel, The Letters of Velma Bee, and with organizers of Wordstock about the book festival coming up on November 5th. Thanks, KBOO members, for your generous support. Not a current member? You can become one by going to kboo.fm and clicking on Donate.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station. And now it's time for News from the Boo, our weekly program, Wednesdays at 5:45 p.m., where we hear from folks inside of KBOO about happenings around your independent community radio station. I'm KBOO Station Manager Monica Beamer, and I'm speaking with AM News and Public Affairs Director Kathleen Stevenson about her 30 years at KBOO and her upcoming retirement. Hi, Kathleen.
Hi, Monica.
So you've been here at KBOO for 30 years.
31 years.
31.
When I started as a volunteer in 1985.
All right. We're excited for you and your retirement, and also sad to see you go. When's your last day, and what will you be doing?
My last day is November 1st, and what I'll be doing after that is unknown.
Sleeping.
Yeah, there are some. I've talked to some people who have retired about their retirement. Some people say, oh, I slept for 3 months. Oh, I went traveling or whatever. And so I'm not quite sure. My one goal that I have is that I want to try to work more on my artwork, which has been a side interest of mine throughout the time that it was before the time I worked here. And
what kind of artwork?
Well, for the last 20 years, I've been doing ceramic sculpture. And prior to that, I was a painter and an illustrator sometimes.
Yeah.
So
I saw some of that at your retirement party. People brought some of the illustrations from a long time ago. It was really fun.
Yeah.
And hopefully you'll let us know if you have any public events where we can all come.
Yeah, I would like to do that.
And that sounds very relaxing.
I hope so. I hope it's, you know, drawing on a side of my brain that I haven't been able to draw on for a while.
Yes. So tell us about how you first came to KBOO.
Okay. Well, it actually relates to what we were just talking about. I was a graphic artist, illustrator at the time, listening to KBOO while I was working at home. So I was a little bit isolated because I did my work at home and took it to my place of work where I handed it in and things like that. And so I spent a lot of time by myself, and I heard on KBOO these announcements saying they needed volunteers, and I finally decided to respond and came in and was immediately put to work in the news department.
Okay.
And so that's how I got here.
And then, wow. How long did you work in the news department?
Well, I was a volunteer in the news department for 2 years, and then the person who was the news and public affairs director at the time got a job, had to give 2 weeks' notice, and the job was split between two of us on an interim basis.
Oh, okay.
And I had a half-time news director, I guess you'd call it, news director job, and there was another person that had the half-time public affairs director job.
Oh, okay.
And then eventually some months later, they put the two jobs back together again. And so I got hired for that position of news and what was then called news and public affairs director.
What does the AM News and Public Affairs Director at KBDU do? How long have you been in that particular position?
You know, that's I'm not quite sure when that changed. I'd have to look back. It's at least 15, 16, I don't know if it's quite 20 years.
Okay.
There was a point when once we hired a separate full-time news director, for a while we split the areas into public affairs, which is what I did, and news, which was what that person did. And then over time, we realized that time of day made a real difference in how you could supervise people and help people. And it was really impossible for a news director to supervise what was then a 7 a.m. newscast and a 5 p.m. newscast.
Right.
So we split the jobs by time of day instead. And so that's been close to 20 years that I've, you know, at that time I started coming in very, very early, at 4:30 in the morning at that time, when we had a morning newscast, which we don't have anymore.
Just so folks know, what does public affairs mean? I think sometimes we even say PA sometimes, but just what do we mean when we say that?
You know, that's a good question. I've never come up with a definition for it, but it, for me, refers to issues, events, and activities that maybe don't fall under the news category, either because the coverage of them is longer than a news report, or the event is not considered newsworthy. It's more an activity that people might be interested in, but not want to put on a daily newscast. So it covers a wide range of areas in our case, because we have programs, as regular cable listeners know, we have programs ranging from health to politics, to arts and culture, to environmental, to bikes and food and gardening. So those all fall under the category of public affairs.
This month, you're getting to train someone, Derek Crooks, who will be the future AM News and Public Affairs Director. How's that going?
That's going well. Derek is a great guy. I hope people stop in to see him or give him a call. He's doing great at training to fill this job. He comes from a more commercial background, but he's here because he wanted to do something that is part of his own values, that coincides with his own social justice values. So it seems like a really good fit that he is here with us at KBOO.
Yes, and thank you for all your great training.
No, I hope.
What's one of your favorite things about your time at KBOO?
Well, I tend to tell people that the favorite thing is the people that I've gotten to know here.
Amazing people.
Yeah, amazing people. Such a wide range of people over the years that I've been here. Interesting, eccentric people who I wouldn't have gotten to know if I hadn't been here at KBOO, just for a variety of reasons. And that's just the internal KBOO community. And then there are the people who I've come into contact with because of arranging interviews for them or doing interviews with them or just interacting with them in some way as the public comes to KBOO for a variety of reasons. So it's just been a wonderful time for me to kind of get out of my comfort zone and meet so many different people.
Do you have a memorable interview that you would want to share?
That's such a hard question because I've done a ton of interviews, and there have been many, many interviews that influenced me in ways that changed my life. Mm-hmm. So one person that comes to mind that I loved and have interviewed a number of times is Terry Tempest Williams, the environmentalist and writer, who I greatly admire, and she's just a wonderful person to interview. I always have just learned really earth-shaking kind of personally from interviewing her. And then there have been interviews with people who are not so high profile that have also been very meaningful to me, whether they be people from the Portland area that are doing something that might be new to them that just means a lot. Or, you know, I remember interviewing an Ecuadorian farmer who was quite a leader in the labor movement and just knew all this theory and information about how farmers and are treated in a political sense in his country, and those kind of like interviews where you just sort of see a whole new world in a different country have always been amazing to me.
Do you have a funny story? I bet you have some.
I have many. I don't
every
know.
Every day I hear you laughing. So
there's a lot that I don't know that I could actually say on the radio.
Well, and humor is important in our work because it's not easy. And although we're lucky, but yeah, I do hear you giggling a lot.
Yeah.
In fact, I love to make you laugh.
And yeah, my coworkers are a big source of laughter and camaraderie, so that's a great thing. Yeah.
How do you think KBOO is doing right now?
I think KBOO is doing really well. I think that in the last, say, 3 years, and this involves your time and Mike Crenshaw's time in management, has been a real stabilizing time for us because we went through some turbulent times.
Thank you.
So I believe that we've kind of been on a really upswing. I think we're connecting with all kind of issues and also just trying to get more in touch with each other, which I think is good.
And what advice would you have for KBOO for the future?
You know, I think to stay on the edge. I mean, that's always been an issue when you're trying to decide about programming on KBOO, is following the charter, which when I first came here, the charter included unpopular points of view, and then it was amended, thank you.
Amended with an addendum.
To include all our values, which was great too, because you're always looking for some way to guide what you do in programming. But the unpopular points of view is one that sticks in my mind, along with the values, to try to keep us connected to our values and things that aren't welcomed by the mainstream media, to keep that in mind in our guiding our programming ideas.
How do we do that? How do we find what the unpopular?
Right, and then there's the issue of how unpopular do you want to get? Do you want to, you know, this is an issue.
We become experts in that.
Right. The very, very, and that's an issue that's been discussed, whether, and it comes out of the original, as I understand, it comes out of Lorenzo Milam and the original founders of community radio, who would always be seeking to find very known unpopular kinds of things
to discuss, at least, right?
To discuss and to bring to the fore, like even if it's very obscure music. So for programming, it becomes a bit of a balance between going as far as you can in that direction,
right,
and not going to the mainstream side, I guess is one short way of summarizing
that. Right. And I think one of the ways we do it is just having a very broad-based community. Will people see you around at KBOO, or what will you be doing?
Yeah, I'm still going to be volunteering here at KBOO. I have an interest in the archives because I do know a lot about the programming that's been on during the time I've been here. Not everything, of course, but I can provide some reference on that.
And what do you mean by archives, just for folks who don't know?
Sure. Our archives are programs that have been preserved in some way and that are available to us in the archives, but they're in all kinds of forms that are not so accessible these days. And so I would like to work on that area. And also I'm on the 50th anniversary committee that you're on also, Monica.
Yes.
And so I hope
2018 is our big, and we're doing it in advance. We're planning in advance,
exactly.
Which is awesome. Especially since we have to fundraise a bit because we're having the Oregon Historical Society exhibit for the first 6 months of 2018, which is we're really excited about, and we'll include archiving, and we have a group meeting about that. So, and you'll be doing some of the interviews.
Yes, we want to do some programming around interviews with people who have been key parts of KBOO for any part of that 50 years. So I'm going to be working on that with actually Lenita Duke is the co-chair of that committee. So,
wonderful. Yeah. Well, thank you both. Well, thank you so much for coming today, but also for all of what you've done and who you are and taking care of yourself in retirement. Hopefully it's going to be wonderful and you'll have many, many years of doing exactly what you want to do. So
thank you, Monica. Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Take care.
You too.
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of Affording the Portland We Want, October 20th, 7 p.m. at the First Unitarian Church in Portland. Walt McRee, chair of the Public Banking Institute, will discuss how a public bank of Portland could free up financial resources to build the Portland we want with the money we already have. How can we retain control of our tax dollars to invest at home instead of sending it off to Wall Street? Again, that's Affording the Portland We Want, October 20th at 7 p.m. Doors open at 6:30 at the First Unitarian Church, 1211 Southwest Main Street in Portland. More information about the event can be found at kboo.fm on the right side of the homepage under Community Events.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud co-sponsor of the Portland Eco Film Festival, Thursday through Sunday, October 20th through 23rd, at the Hollywood Theater in Portland. The Portland Eco Film Festival is the premier environmental film festival in the United States Pacific Northwest, showing the very best films about nature, the environment, outdoor pursuits, and eco-conscious living. Films that will be shown include Seed, The Untold Story, Silent Running,